Pray in the spirit. Show us the secrets of our life, oh God. Show us the way out. Let it come from heaven. Of you are receiving things just because your mind is not understanding it. You watch and see what happens to you. A few days from now, what you have received will start being revealed to you, and you will see that this is what happened in Koinonia.
Elohim Madonna, Elohim Madonna, Eba la katabara katabashada baladadia, Eketaya, Elohim Madonna, Elohim Madonna. Hello, Madonna. Hello, Madonna. Hello, Madonna. Hello, Madonna. Hello, Madonna. Majesty,
we declare your majesty. Lord, I declare your majesty.
Sing it unto him is an act of worship. We hail the Most High Majesty, the one who sits upon the circle of the heavens.
Yeah.
Your majesty. Oh, your voice one more time and let's sing. Vessels unto honor, O God. Find men and agents to the purposes of the kingdom. We declare that from the ends of the earth, you alone are God. We declare that Jesus alone is glorified in our midst. Raise ordinary people to be mighty. It is by your majesty. It is by your sovereignty. You are the mighty man. No one voted you into power. No political party can impeach you. Hallelujah. is an operation of the spirit of worship. When you are lost in his presence and you begin to allow his majesty to influence your worship, it does something to your spirit. It's important that you don't trivialize this part of the teaching of the word, because there is a level of intercourse that happens, a level of intercourse that happens when we worship. When you are alone with God, though in a congregation and a crowd like this, but worship separates you and the Holy Spirit begins to minister to your needs. We declare your majesty.
Oh, take a hold of my spirit, my soul, my body, my intellect. I align, I yield myself. Take a hold of my body, my spirit, my soul, my faculties. May they come under the influence of the Holy Spirit. May they come under the influence of the Mighty One. Sing in the spirit. Make melodies from your inner man. Let this place remain a habitation for your presence. Let this be a tabernacle of your glory. Let this be a place of encounter. Let it remain a place of deep encounter. Koinonia, the place of encounter. Koinonia, the place of illumination. Just keep worshiping. There's something about the presence of God. Just a humming. It's to you, our Maker. Yeah.
Prophecy is falling on people right now, right now, right now. I see it like a cloth, like a garment. It's a spiritual garment. It's falling on people right now. The spirit of prophecy. Even outside, I see it like a garment falling on people. The spirit of prophecy is like a garment. Men and women are wearing that garment right now. Prophetic word to the worship team. New songs from heaven, said the Spirit of God. New songs upon our worship team. New songs upon our worship team. It's coming like mantles upon your spirit. It's like radio waves into your spirit, man. Worship team, radio waves. You will bet songs in the spirit. 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 Songs in the spirit. You will hear them in the night time as you sleep. You will hear them in the morning. You will hear the voice of angels. They will sing those songs and you will pick those signals. They are songs of new seasons. They are melodies of victory. They are songs of triumph. They are songs that speak the language of victory. They are songs that empower the saints. They open them to new dimensions in the spirit. They are songs of the Lamb. They are songs of the Lion. They are songs from heaven. They are sounds of the spirit. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Lord says, I'm announcing to you that seasons of victory are ahead. The Lord says, I'm announcing to you that seasons of victory are ahead. Beyond the shadows are new realms of victory. Beyond the pain are new dimensions of triumph. Beyond the shadows are new levels of grace. For you will sing this song in the days to come, saith the Spirit of the Lord. They are sounds of victory. Only the victorious can sing this song. They are melodies of triumph. They are melodies of victory, saith the Spirit of the Lord.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
The Spirit of the Lord says, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Weep not, for I bring you new joy, saith the Spirit of the Lord. I bring to an end your season of weeping. I bring to an end your season of weeping. You may not know how it will happen, but I will move by my wisdom, saith the Spirit of the Lord. You do not need to know how it will happen, for it will be swift and it will be strange, saith the Spirit of the Lord. You may not know how it will happen, but it will be a move of the Spirit. And like the twinkling of an eye, I will put a melody upon your lips, a song of victory, a song of victory, a song of victory.
Yeah.
Again, I say unto you, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Forget about the pain of the past, for the glory that is before you is greater than the pain of the past. It has been a season of birthing, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Have I not said, as soon as Zion travails, she shall put forth a son? You have been in a season of birthing. The pains are for a reason. The pains are building strength in you to contend with the seasons of glory that are ahead. Weep not, my child, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Weep not, for the lamentations of yesterday will be a sound you will hear no more in your destiny. For the lamentations of yesterday will be a sound you will hear no more.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Rejoice, for your salvation draweth nigh, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Rejoice, for your salvation draweth nigh. Rejoice, for your salvation draweth nigh. I say again, it will be swift. It will be swift, like the twinkling of an eye. It will be swift.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Those songs rise from your spirit. Go ahead, make those melodies to him in the spirit. Let the melodies rise. It's an incense of worship. It's an incense of worship.
I see the angels of the Lord, chariots fighting battles. This is what I see in the realm of the spirit. I see battles, contentions. I see a mighty warfare going on in the realm of the spirit. A warfare for the new levels. I see the arsenals of hell being torn down. And I hear the saints with tears in their eyes shouting the song of the Lamb and the song of victory. Just keep soaking in the glory. There is warfare going in the realm of the spirit. Don't think you are wasting your time. Something is happening in the realm of the spirit. Oh, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Listen, all I'm seeing in the spirit is light. Light falling on people. That's all I'm seeing. An illumination, strong impartation of light. That's what is happening all over the building. God is opening the eyes of men, giving explanations. For some of you, the light that is coming is direction, strange direction by the Spirit. Some of you, this light that is coming is answered prayers. That's the answer to prayers coming as that light from the throne. Hallelujah. Listen. Listen. Let me tell you something. Many of us have robbed the Holy Spirit from finding expression. Some of these songs you see me coming, bringing from the Spirit. Many of us, God has been wanting to pass through you. But this rigidity we put, there is a sense of religion. I am busy trying to make money, trying to read books, trying to be successful. Our spirits are not malleable enough for the Holy Spirit to pass through us. The restraint is too much. That's why we don't get these sounds. That's why our discernment is very low, because we are busy. It takes staying in the presence. Let me tell the truth, you will never touch certain frequencies in the spirit when you are busy around trying to combine spirituality and many other things. The presence of God is a full-time assignment. You must stay. Stay until the sound comes. Stay until the melodies come. Stay until the power comes. For when he comes with light. For when he comes with ease. For when he comes with illumination. Many of you have been praying, oh Lord, take me to a new level. It's not just by prayer. Stay in the presence. Stay in the glory. That's the key. That's the secret. It's not just moving around. No, the glory doesn't just fall overnight. When you stay, your spirit man begins to acclimatize to the frequency of the spirit. That's how it works. It's not a hit and run thing. You just rush and come out, and then you want to hear with accuracy, then you want his glory to flow. It doesn't work like that. There is a staying. I tell you, it's a law. You must stay. The church has learned to hurry God, and we are hurrying the glory of God out of our lives. There are many of you here, listen. When you started out with God, you had the time and the staying power. But I don't know what it is that has happened. God is challenging us. That secret place is now a strange place for many of us. We're busy doing ministry. We're busy trying to make a living. We're busy trying to move around. The church has lost the art of the secret place. The secret place is not a place, it's a place where you stay like a waiter. Stay until his glory comes. And then when his glory comes, there is a signature upon your life. Undeniable. The secret place is the place of power. The secret place is the place where you have a message. If God does not sit upon you with his glory, you have no message. You can talk. It's not about Rema. It's about the presence that follows it. You can preach all you can, but there is a glory. This is a testament of his visitation upon your life. That's what creates impact. That's what breaks chains. I like you to pray and say, Lord, show me your glory. Greater levels of your glory. Please pray. Expose me to that realm. Superior dimensions of your glory. I have tasted of your glory. I have seen what your grace can do. But Lord, there is a desperation within my spirit to taste of something tangible.
Madonna, hello, King Madonna. 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 Hello, King Madonna.